Item number two is an application for rezoning for 274 to 276 de Mavon Street under file DAZ 217 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at this time, namely, item three, which is an application for variance for 274-276 de Mavon Street under file DAV 129162/2010D.
Okay, would the applicant, Philip Andromedas, please come down? Good evening, Philip.
Good evening.
State your name and address for the record.
Philip Andromedas, 15 Radburn Place.
Okay. Can you give us an overview of what you're wanting to do here?
Okay, 274 is Mirren's 276. We bought that building about six years ago. It was run down, and 3 years ago we went to a rehabilitation program that we completed about 2 years ago. We spent quite a bit of money on it, and at that time when we went to apply for permits and whatnot for plumbing, electrical, everything was okay. And we went ahead with it. We finished 2 years ago, like I said. And about six, 7 months ago, I went to the planning department, and I brought up the plan that we would like to add another 8 units in the back of that fourplex. And I took plans there, and I believe it was a Mr. Robert Kostiak that looked at them. And he called back 2 weeks later, and what he told me then is that the city was recommending up to 5 additional units in the back rather than 8. I also went to the zoning department, and I talked with a lady there. I forgot her name. Her name was Nicole. She was more in favor with it. She mentioned something about the parking, not enough parking. We had to go variance with that. And there was also, at the time of those plans, on the top 4 suites, I had 4 balconies. Now, the balconies were going to encroach a little bit way closer to the property line, and that was another variance that we had to go to. And at that time, I dropped the balconies. And if I remember correctly, all there was at the time with zoning was the parking, not sufficient parking. Then we had a meeting with Mr. Kostiak over at the planning department with the lady from zoning and myself. And we talked it over some more, and where we stayed at there was the city was still up to 5 units.
Okay. And 5 extra units or 5 units in total?
5 extra units in total, 9.
Because you have 4 already.
Okay. I have 4 already.
Okay. The recommendation is for 2 extra units for a total of 6.
Yeah.
And that
Mr. Kostiak told me that on Thursday. He called me that he was going to email me some information about the meeting tonight, and that's when he told me last Thursday that they're going to go to our RMFS, which he said they're only recommending 2 more units.
That's right.
But at the time, since I gave those the plans in, and I've talked to him about 5-6 different times over a 5-6 month period, and the understanding was always up to 5.
Okay. Okay. But just the report that we have in front of us recommends a rezoning to an RMFS, which is a residential multifamily smaller lots,
mm-hmm.
And for 2 extra units for a total of 6 units, which is supposedly deemed more compatible with the heights and the character of the existing residential neighborhood.
Okay.
Which is really more in keeping with that density of that neighborhood.
Right. Okay, I understand that. But the height is not going to exceed. It's only going to be a 2-story walk-up. And
let me ask you this. How high will your original projection be with the 8 extra units?
Okay, well, how high would be like a standard 2-story building with a peak with a sloped roof? Because the building right to the east, right off the back lane, it's a 2.5-story brick building. That building is going to be higher than mine.
The building to the east, right off the back lane.
Right off the back lane. There's Trudeau used to live there. Old man Trudeau used to have his garage in the back there.
Okay.
Pardon me? Okay. Yeah,
okay. I have to think about that.
It's going on the site, not on top of the building. There's space on the site to put the additional. It's not going up. It's going out.
Yeah, but my question was, how high will it be? And you're not.
It's going to be lower than the one right off the back lane.
Okay.
Okay, and then also, I went out there the other day, and I just started just looking at the surrounding homes and the property around there, and the property right to the south, adjacent to mine, which is 272 Desmarais, the side yard to my property is 2.5 feet. You go to the next one over, 270 Desmarais, their side yard is 3 feet to 272 Desmarais. Trudel's old house right behind mine, his side yard to the back lane is 30 inches. And then if we go to the north side of Horace, where the old modern dairy building is, I mean, his front yard to Horace, again, is only 2.5 feet, and his side yard to the back lane is 1.5 feet.
If you were going to go to the density of units that you're talking about, do we have a list of the variances and encroachments you'd need and things like that? Or is that, because this report talks about...
There is a 5-4. So the variances, if you did decide to go to the RMFL, you would evaluate based on the original application.
Okay.
So lot coverage is going to be an issue as well.
Yeah, we've got variances. We figured it all out for both.
For both?
Give you the flexibility so you can make a decision between one or the other.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Andromedis?
You don't happen to have a picture of what
the proposed development would look like, do we have
that? Just a drawing.
Drawing right here.
One other thing that the city hasn't mentioned in their report here is that in the southeast corner of this building, I did tell David Robert Kostiak that there's going to be from the front of the sidewalk, front of the sidewalk, where I'm going to build this addition, we're going back 33 feet. That's where I'm starting the new addition. So from the south side of the existing building to the next property going south, there's about 24 feet in there, and then you're going 33 feet back. There's over 700 square feet that I'm designating as green area. Like, resod it. There's three mature elm trees there. There's going to be park benches, a couple park benches. There's going to be a bike stand. So it's going to – I'm going to make it look attractive. It's not going to be something that – like I did with the first one, the fourplex. Like I said, we spent $20,000 per unit in there, and we fixed it up. And one of the main reasons we did is because the neighbors to the east were complaining. They complained to me that it was a mess. It was run down. There was police activity there so many times every other month. And one of the reasons we did it was because of the neighborhood. Plus, we made it look more appealing, more attractive. And that's what we're going to do here. It's only going to be a two-story walk-up. And the units are going to be about 500 square feet. They're all one-bedrooms.
One-bedrooms. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I don't have any more right now, Philip, but you'll get a chance to come back. Is there anyone else in support of this application? No one in opposition? Is there anybody else in opposition to this application? Going once? Going twice? Nobody's here for this issue. Okay. Okay. I don't have any more questions for you, Philip, so you can have a seat and we'll deal with this.
Okay. Thank you.
Councillor Swindell.
I guess I'd just like to hear some conversation from John. I'm looking at it, it's obviously the density is quite different than what's around there, but then right across the street you've kind of got this real mix of commercial and even the existing building.
Is yes.
How do we arrive at these different numbers, like at 5 and 2?
Basically, we this is one that the Planning and Land Use Division struggled with. We certainly are supportive of moderate increases in existing neighborhoods. There's a variety of land uses there, as well as building forms. So we looked at what could be allowed underneath the largest district, which is RMFL large, which he applied for. Then we looked at what was allowed underneath the smallest district for multiple family, which is RMFS. And so we're recommending, we're The Planning and Land Use Division generally is a little bit more cautious. We don't have as much knowledge of the neighborhood as the ward councillor would or neighbors. So we're supportive of seeing intensity, but we cautioned on the RMFS small. In a lot of the discussions we actually had with the applicant, he had the ability, because the land is zoned R2, to go to the Board of Adjustment, have a conditional use hearing there. He'd actually be allowed up to, I think, more units under the R2 as a conditional use than under the RMFS small, but not as much as the RMFS large. So that's why we based it on density, based on the category small for multiple family. Okay. That's where we landed on this one. And the height restriction is 35 feet is generally the height of what's allowed for single family dwellings in neighborhoods. So we're trying to match up with what the zoning bylaw indicates for the restriction for heights.
And the 35 feet meets his needs, though, if he's doing...
He's just building out towards filling in where his existing parking lot is, which we're supportive of. We'd rather see buildings go that way than necessarily up in these types of neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we just were always cautious and want to have that kind of regulation for the height.
Okay.
Where do we land on that with the 12 units? Is there enough parking or not?
I do believe he'd need to have like a parking management plan, which is not necessarily a variance.
What is the, so at the end, do we pass it with the obligation to prepare a parking management plan?
We do have a variance that he would have, he can only provide, I think it's six parking spaces instead of the required seven. So there is a variance that we've applied for that. But there's a provision underneath the zoning bylaw that if you can't provide enough parking, it's administratively. It's not a public hearing item where you come in and demonstrate how you might offset your parking by having like a bicycle parking or a bike room. This is a transit route next spot, right on the street. Buses do run up and down the street. So
So even if we award the 12 units, he still only needs seven parking stalls. Am I right?
Yes.
But he can only accommodate six.
Right.
No.
And the way we've done this for your, because we understand the flexibility we want to provide to the committee for the variances, you can either approve for the small or for the large. The variances have been advertised for the large, and if you go with the small, the RMFS small with the variances, we can do that, or you can go for the large. We wanted to provide that flexibility to the committee. So he would not have to come back for any other variances or public hearing items.
Okay.
Hearing what the area councillor has to say.
Here's what I'm going to do. Can you take the chair?
I'll take the chair.
I'll move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
And